Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Matt.
And yeah, it's been a weird day. Of course, we just got back in.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say right off the bat, I don't know how you feel, but I'm a bad host today for one reason. I have no idea what happened in the world today at all. All I know is what happened in Concord today.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. I got here about 10 minutes ago, I think, and I sat down and I was like, okay, Bonnie's not here, Matt's not here, Ian's not here. I've got to find some sort of show prep to just talk about. Which, it's okay for one segment, but after...
Door's opening. I think Bonnie just walked in, so he might be in totally good shape right now.
Yeah. After one segment of that, though, it just gets so monotonous hearing yourself speak that it starts getting rougher and rougher as time goes on. But as you mentioned, we have been in Concord all day at a bill hearing. I only attended one. Did you go to one?
I went to two.
You went to the midwife one as well?
Yeah, I went to the midwifery one, and I went to the secession one. Hey, Bon.
How did the midwifery one go?
It went great, actually. A lot of people got schooled.
Okay, that's good.
And,
I like to see that happen.
The midwives, the one thing you find out when I've had a strange life. I have a lot of background with midwifery. You wouldn't think that's something, average dude would have a background in, but I do. And I'll tell you, when you met a whole bunch of them, they are some of the most dedicated, well-educated, continuing to be well-educated people, absolutely devoted to their craft people that you'll ever meet.
I can see that. I mean, because they have dedicated their lives to the subject of childbirth and making that experience mm-hmm. easier.
Yeah, and it has nothing. It is not ever going to make you rich. This is one of those professions that is all about the passion that they have for the subject matter. They are driven to be absolutely phenomenal, every single one of them. And whenever every once in a while, if you see one that seems like they're losing the love affair with it, or they're just run down from it, they quit. They stop. They just don't milk it and keep continuing on acting like, you know.
That's the way it should be, you know. If you get burned out on something, just stop doing it.
Stop, and they do. They do.
So I don't know anything about midwifery or anything like that except what Nikki has told me. She's a doula, which is like she's a midwife in training. I don't know what the difference is.
So first thing you need to know is it's midwifery.
Midwifery?
Midwives practice midwifery.
Okay.
That's a whiff. So that's a good place to start. Midwives are, so let's start with a doula. Nikki's a doula, right?
Right.
And she's also a midwife in training. A doula is a person who kind of provides emotional support to the woman while she's laboring. You know, physical and moral support. It can be very exhausting to give birth to a child, obviously.
I can't imagine, but yeah. I would not be surprised that it's exhausting.
Yeah. So the doula's job is to kind of be a cheering section and to actually prop them up, physically get behind them, prop them up, support them while they're pushing, you know, because they get tired out and they really just can't pull themselves up anymore. So the doula will get under them and, like, prop them up and, you know, get them into a better position that might be easier to push that way. That's what a doula might do. The midwife is a little bit more medical than that.
The midwife's gonna be
the one that's paying visits to the house on a regular basis all the way up until the big day. The doula goes too, just because the doula wants to have a good relationship with the woman. You know,
it makes sense. I mean, if you're gonna be their emotional support, you should know that person fairly well.
Exactly. So, but they're gonna go in with the midwives, and the midwife is gonna do things like take samples of this or that and get them analyzed at labs and make sure everything's going well. And
essentially the same things that doctors do.
Yeah. In fact, it should be said the other way around. Doctors do basically the same things that midwives do.
Good point.
Because for thousands of years, midwives did this, and doctors, if you think about it, doctors aren't really... They shouldn't be having anything to do with childbirth because doctors are people who attend to the sick and the injured. They are not, pregnancy is not an injury or an illness. It's a very natural part of human existence. And and there's already a very dedicated field of people who are extremely good at that. You wouldn't believe it after millions of years of evolution that there's people who can handle that. So doctors at some point kind of came into the picture and said, we'll handle this. And they shut down midwifery, basically. And over
not in New Hampshire, as I understand it, but they're attempting to. They're trying to, this bill, whether it passes or not, it will create this midwifery council where two out of three of the people on the council are registered physicians with the state and not midwives.
Right.
You would think it would be the other way around.
And I was trying to think, conspiracy... minded Matt goes right into action. It looks like the medical industrial complex is trying to control more stuff. And it turns out that the party that actually wrote the legislation was the New Hampshire Office of Licensing and Registration, or whatever.
So they just want midwives to register.
They want them to be. They want them to be licensed and all that. Which they own. The thing is, it's Massachusetts actually has better midwifery laws because they don't have to be licensed. You can be a common, I can't remember what they call them, an unlicensed regular practitioner of midwifery. You don't have to have a license for that in Massachusetts.
That's curious for Massachusetts.
It is crazy, actually. It's so backwards. In New Hampshire, that's the way it should be. We can't tell the New Hampshire midwives this because a lot of them are hardcore statists, and they think, well, I am a duly licensed, blah, blah, blah.
I jumped through all of these hoops, so everyone else should have to jump through them. It's the same old song.
They see it as a club. But they have been, they're called CPM, Certified Professional Midwife. At this point in New Hampshire, they've always been self-regulated. So they have a midwifery committee or whatever, and they are the credentialing organization, if you will.
Sort of like how guilds used to be, right?
It's basically like a guild, and the guild is
preferable.
It is totally preferable. The guild is recognized by the state. The state recognized them to be self-regulating, and that's good enough for the state. But now this licensing agency from the state wants them all to be this and that and overseen by such and such, and it turns out the people they want them to be overseen by aren't other midwives who know what they're talking about.
Which would make too much sense for the government.
Right. It's actually they want to have a doctor, a nurse, and a midwife. So it's two hospital people who don't know anything about midwifery plus a midwife.
So it should definitely be the other way around.
Totally.
Or if they want one doctor and one nurse, okay, but three midwives.
And the way it is now actually is the other way around. They have three midwives, an obstetrician, and a consumer advocate type person, like a person who's had a midwife birth in her house before, so she's on the board too. So they have somebody from the public, they have three midwives and a doctor.
Sounds like that's a better system than allowing doctors and nurses to determine what midwives can and can't do and which ones can and can't be registered.
Correct. And that doctor actually stepped up to the plate and spoke today and said, I'm an OB. I've been an OB for 30 years. I've had three children in my home with midwives, and I can't do what they do. I have no business doing what they do. And here's why I'm against this bill. So this is an OB who's personally had three midwife births at home, and cheering on the midwives at the state house. It was nice to see. It was a good feel.
So how many speakers were there for this?
A bunch.
Really?
Oh, man, the room was packed. We could have had to be... I'd say if it was more packed, they would have had to move it to a bigger room, just like they almost did with us. So
That's impressive.
It was great.
You say with us, and of course there was a bill hearing that we both were at. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, what do you think your chances are of this midwife bill being dead on arrival?
there was only one person who was really cheering for it, and that was the state, obviously. And when we come back, I'll tell you more about why she was cheering on that, bill so much.
We're also going to tell you about the other bill hearing, the New Hampshire independence hearing that we went to today.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely packed. Standing room only for a lot of people. No seats available. Other people were like sitting back in the shadows. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us on the show. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Matt, and Bonnie. And we're raising funds with Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to families in need, bypassing the aid organizations that will then make the decisions about how best to spend their money. Instead, you can use Give Directly, which puts the cash directly into the hands of people who live in poverty because they're the ones best suited to make the determination about what they actually need. Instead of some distant aid organization thinking, okay, yes, they need three pairs of boots, the family can go, we don't need any boots. What we need is a decent meal. Give Directly allows that to happen. You can contribute to our campaign at give.freetalklive.com. Use ours because we're matching your donations up to $30,000. So if the people out there give $30,000, Free Talk Live is also contributing $30,000. So check it out, give.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the New Hampshire bill hearings that we went to today, and you were going to tell us there was this one person who was cheering on the midwifery bill.
Yeah, she turns out to be the person that wrote it, and from what I can tell, she's an attorney that works for the state, and the reason she wants to rope all these midwives under this yoke is because the state is at risk of getting sued by the Federal Trade Commission.
Ooh. Curveball. Why is the FTC going to sue the state of New Hampshire?
Because they see this guild, as we just called it.
Guild sounds like a fair characterization
of it. What it is. But remember, they're forced to be a guild if they want to exist, because this is the agreement they made with the state back in like 1990. This is why they're, you know, they forced them to get licenses, they forced them to do all this stuff, and now they're, you know, they kind of forced them into this guild. But now what that guild looks like to the feds, to the Federal Trade Commission, is a monopoly.
Oh, dear Lord.
So the Federal Trade Commission could go after the state for not regulating these people correctly according to the antitrust laws.
Wait, why would regulating it make it not a monopoly?
They're making a state-sanctioned council that would license and regulate it.
Right.
Instead of having a private organization recognized by the state to do it, it's going to be actually part of the state.
A worse monopoly.
Yes, a monopoly by the state instead of... And
I saw something in there that it's always been true, and in this circumstance, it was a double down on it. Because I've always said there's nothing more dangerous than a paranoid bureaucrat, and this was a paranoid bureaucrat who was paranoid of getting sued by other paranoid bureaucrats.
So what do you think the chances are of this law actually being dead on arrival? Because the libertarian position, from what I can tell, and again, I'm not an expert, is that we don't want this garbage to pass.
Problem is, a lot of these midwives aren't libertarians.
Oh, so you had a bunch of these midwives
basically all Democrats who hate Donald Trump, except for a few that sprinkled in there who don't like to let themselves be known as what they really believe, who are more like us, right?
Right.
But even the statist midwives were like, this can't be. This is not good for us. We want this tabled. This has got to be. This isn't something that we want to amend. We want this to be gone completely. If you want to replace it with something else, we'll talk about that. But and of course, the state's attorney like, well, we got to do it soon because we're gonna get sued by the FTC and blah, you know. So it's a bunch of paranoid people who are, unfortunately, I see the midwives going with something along those lines because they want to be very obedient to the state.
Yeah.
What they're not noticing, a lot of them are, you know, they're critical of, you know, the Republicans and their hatred of masks and so forth, but a lot of them are very nature hippie girls who are, you know.
I would have assumed that, you know, just off the people who want to operate outside of the established medical apparatus would tend to be more liberty.
And they really
people.
Haven't clicked with what's going on in their businesses yet. A lot of the people they're servicing right now are home birthing for the first time because they don't want to go through the COVID bullcrap at the hospital, and they don't buy into the vaccines, and they're worried about the feds coming and taking their kids because they're not, you know, getting vaccinated and so forth and things like
that.
It's
a real thing to be worried about.
Yeah.
It really is. It truly is. So people are calling on these midwives to come deliver their babies for them. It's great. And all that's going to happen is they're going to really enjoy their childbirth. They're like, holy cow. I delivered my first three kids in a hospital. It was a horror show, and here I am. This was beautiful. I loved every second of this. This is amazing. My kids and my family are around. You know, they're... it's funny. I'm in a private group on Signal with some friends, and I mentioned it that this was happening today. And one of my friends was like, "Oh, I'm telling my wife about that." And he told her about it. And he messages me and he says, "My wife is reading the legislation at about a level 8 right now." She's walking around the house reading it out loud, like screaming at you, because they have just had a baby with a midwife.
Right.
So they're very protective of the home birth situation now. And for the listeners, I recommend you reach out into your state, to your local midwives, even if, you know, you don't plan on having a baby, or it's not even guys, you know, just call up your local, you know, your local.
But not in a creepy way.
Not in a creepy way. Just call them and say, "Hey, what's going on with midwifery in this state? How legal is it? And how much flack do you people take for this? And is there anything we can do legislatively? What position should we be taking?" And you have to be a little bit careful, because there's different types of midwives. You got the home birth midwives, and then you got the certified nurse midwives who work only in hospitals, only under doctors. And those midwives tend to take a different tact about hospital birth, obviously. There's a vested interest to have people come into the hospital for them.
Yeah, so, it seems like that type wouldn't really qualify as midwives in the first place, right?
Yeah, well, they are. They are. They're trained as midwives, but they are typically chapter and verse the state's diktats and the medical industry's diktats about where a midwife's place is, which isn't what outside the hospital midwives would agree with.
Absolutely. So the other bill we went to today was the New Hampshire Independence Bill, and... Man, that was eye-opening. That one guy who got to speak for 27 minutes, man, I have never
wanted...
Oh,
the guy Brody Deshaies that we went over his crap last night, me, Nikki, and Ian did.
Yeah, Republican.
Yeah, he's so full of it, dude.
He's lying. Like, he can't possibly believe what he's saying.
I think he does. I think he does. I don't know.
You can't read the Constitution and believe what he believes. You just can't unless you're stupid. And he doesn't seem stupid. I think he's evil.
Well, I think he's very full of himself.
You can tell that by his eyebrow looks.
Yeah, big time. So I threw him a couple glances.
Me too.
I have harder glance than he does. I'm harder than he is. So, but I one thing I noticed about what he said was he consulted constitutional scholars everywhere, even internationally. I'm like, why are you asking anybody international about American jurisprudence?
That's funny. I didn't catch that.
Why would you ask any constitutional scholars? Their opinions are useless because
they are.
The Constitution, the New Hampshire Constitution, is relevant in this particular scenario because we're talking about amending the New Hampshire Constitution. But the U.S. Constitution has nothing to do with this. It was written more than 200 years ago by people who are dead. The very notion that these people wrote down this thing and that's going to bind their descendants for all eternity. There is no tyranny more insolent than when you're governed by the dead. You can't hold the dead accountable. We can't call up Thomas Jefferson and be like, "Hey, dude, I have a little bit of an issue with this thing you wrote here in Section 2, Article 1.
Well, Thomas Jefferson was also the one that said we should, Americans should be revisiting and replacing the Constitution once every 19 or 20, once in a generation, basically.
Yeah, well. If that had happened, we would just be looking at a constitution now that authorized the government that we have in
place.
Which
it did anyway.
Well, it allowed it.
By the way, Spooner was quoted a couple times at the hearing. I don't know if you guys heard that.
There's more coming up. It's free.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The World Health Organization says no amount of alcohol is good for the heart. The WHO putting out a policy brief last week to debunk the widespread notion that alcohol is safe in moderation. Critics were quick to argue that they ignored evidence. The Federation responded by updating the policy brief to further defend their stance with specific studies cited. President Biden is attempting to clean up a remark he made about a tense situation between Russia and Ukraine. This comes as there are fears Russia will invade its neighbor.
I've been absolutely clear with President Putin. He has no misunderstanding. If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion.
Biden using the phrase minor incursion to describe a potential invasion on Wednesday. USA Radio News. An arrest is made in the killing of a UCLA graduate student in California.
Career criminal Sean Smith, identified by police as the killer of Croft House employee and UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer, was arrested Wednesday in Pasadena, California. A bartender in Old Pasadena recognized the suspect when he asked to use the restroom. B-topia on CBS Los Angeles.
It was our bartender who had just seen the flyer pop up on her Instagram, and then when they popped up on the Instagram, that's when the person... They basically identified him like inside of our restaurant, and that's when we knew who it was.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More McDonald's customers will have a chance to try out the McPlant Burger. Folks in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and San Francisco Bay areas will now be able to test the plant-based option. The McPlant Burger uses a patty made from peas, rice, and potatoes. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Where you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Hey, Bonnie.
And Matt.
And we're talking about the New Hampshire Independence Bill hearing that happened today. It was an interesting experience. You know, I wrote out this thing last night. I was like, all right, I'm going to memorize it because it's really easy to memorize like a minute and a half of speech. And... wrote it out, but as I sat there listening to all of these other people talking, I was like, no, forget what I wrote. This needs to be said. Had it all worked out, then I sat down, and all of that stuff just went out my head. So that sucked. But a lot of people did say the same arguments that I intended to make. You know, this... If you're dealing with a domestic abuse victim, you never tell her to just stay in the abusive relationship because she's... fearful that the abuse will escalate or that the person will hunt her down and kill her. And when you get to the end of the day, that's what people are arguing about the United States government. It's like, hey, we can't break up with the United States government. They told us we're useless without them. No one will love us like they love us.
It's gaslighting.
Yeah, it's 100% gaslighting. And if we dare leave them, and one of the representatives even made this argument, this was settled during the Civil War. Oh, so might as well.
Bertie Deshays.
Yes. I'm never going to remember his name, but
Brody. Brody. His name is Brody.
Yes. I said that yesterday to Nikki. I was like, he just looks like a Brody.
And you know, the kid is, he's 23 years old. He's 23.
Is he?
He's 23.
Well, he appears to be older than that, so good on him for presenting himself as, you know, someone who's more knowledgeable than he probably is.
Yeah, so my problem with him is he comes off to me like a future lawyer or some other disgusting animal of the...
Exactly. He wants to be part of the federal system, probably, so that's why he has to lie and cheat his way into us not succeeding.
Yeah, and since he's political, he's probably the type of person that is going to have grander aspirations. You know, he's egotistical as it gets.
Now, he redefines sovereignty in a way that does not encapsulate sovereignty. Sovereignty is pretty simple. You're either sovereign over yourself and you have control of yourself, or you're not.
Right.
And he worked out this weird definition of sovereignty.
State sovereignty.
Yeah, where, like, New Hampshire is sovereign, the federal government is sovereign, and we agreed to give up sections of our sovereignty to one another in exchange for their sovereignty. But there is no manner in which the U.S. federal government is... in which New Hampshire is sovereign over the United States federal government. Such a scenario doesn't exist.
Right.
It's a one-way exchange of fealty and power where we have to swear obedience to them, and in return, they won't clamp down too hard with their boot. Everything he said was just slimy.
Gee, that sounds like a good trade forever, forever, forever.
So many people pointed that out. It's like, look, just imagine if we weren't part of the United States, right? If New Hampshire had just always been independent, and people came to you with the proposal of joining the United States of America, would you be willing to do it? Absolutely no one in their right mind would say yes to this.
Right.
Oh, okay, I get to give up my sovereignty. I get to pay a bunch of federal taxes. I lose a ton of liberty. I have to pay for your bombs abroad. I have to pay for your wars, for your drug war. No, that's a terrible pitch.
And all your pensions.
Yeah, you're also going broke at a rapid rate. I have to use your money, which is rapidly becoming more
garbage.
And more useless. It's a terrible sales pitch.
You know, there was a... Sorry, Bonnie, go for it.
I was going to say, that's one of the things that I just know he was lying about. He isn't stupid, so he was either stupid or lying when he told people in a writing yesterday, I forget what magazine it was in, but me and Ian and Nikki went over it. He said, one-third of our income comes from the federal government. We couldn't sustain ourselves. He is either lying or ignorant of the fact that we give more than that to the federal government. They give us a part back. So he tried to sell that to people as, oh, there's one-third of money that comes into New Hampshire that we wouldn't have if we seceded. No, we would never have to give more than that away.
I think what he's probably referring to are the arms contracts with SIG.
What is that? What do you mean?
SIG Sauer is a giant in the firearms industry, and it's in Exeter, New Hampshire.
And that's federal?
The military buys loads and loads and loads of munitions and arms munitions from SIG.
I mean, they could still do that, though, like voluntarily.
They could absolutely still do that.
I would rather they not. But if I was, they're probably SIG's biggest customer, to be honest.
Biggest single customer. The American gun owner buys a lot more firearms than the military does.
I think if I was the owner, I would rather not sell to the military in the same way that a lot of these pharmaceutical companies don't sell, you know, lethal injection drugs to states and things like that because they know they're going to be used to kill people.
Right.
But, you know, whether that's not what he's referring to or not, there is a mythology going around that New Hampshire somehow benefits financially from this relationship with the federal government, and nothing could be further from the truth. New Hampshire is one of the few states that is a net taxpayer.
Yep.
Which means that New Hampshire is giving more money to the federal government than it's
getting back.
So it would absolutely be beneficial. I like how the one representative got up there and said, well, I intend to vote no on this. And then he pointed out that he contradicted the previous guy, the Brody Deshaies guy. He said, well, we do actually have one international airport already in Manchester, and we have another airport here in Concord that could very easily be upgraded into an international airport.
Yeah, and he was working under the auspices of some wacko bird idea that if we secede from the Union, we can no longer go use the Boston Airport anymore. I mean, okay, so if I live in Spain and I want to go across the border to use an airport in France, they're not going to let me because I'm from Spain. Or if I live in Liechtenstein and I want to go across the border to use a Belgian airport or whatever they border,
but
they're not going to let me? That's dumb.
That's the abusive world these people live in,
though,
where if we dare declare our independence, then the United States will be like, all right, well, we're closing all of our borders to you. You can't travel into any United States territory.
We're cutting you off.
Yeah. People go down to Mexico from Texas all the time and get, you know, dentist work.
Yes, but Mexico never seceded excluded from the United States. Their argument is that in order to punish us, the United States government would close our borders, they blockade the ports, they shoot down our aircraft or whatever. And as Matt Santana also pointed out, we live in a globalized world now. None of that stuff would take place. Do you really see Joe Biden ordering a full-on cargo embargo, blockade their ports? Seriously? In 2022, against people who were, 2 days prior, his own subjects? But we have family in other states that wouldn't put up with that crap.
Right.
They're like, hey, you're killing my uncle and aunt up there. Can you not do that?
Can you stop, please?
Yeah, that would only make more states secede. If they were to do something like that, it would just be a cascade of seceding states.
Yeah. And, you know, in defense of the violence thing, it has happened before, not just the Civil War. There was, as the country was forming in the very early days, there was a place, and it's still up there, and the people up there are still a little bit different than they are anywhere else. It's called the Northeast Kingdom. Have you ever heard of the Northeast Kingdom?
I have not.
Is it in New Hampshire?
It's in Vermont.
Oh.
The Northeast Kingdom is an area, you'll see bumper stickers that say NEK on them, N-E-K, it stands for Northeast Kingdom. It's an area where way back when the U.S. was being formed, they didn't want to be a part of Canada, and they did not want to be a part of the United States. They wanted to have their own little autonomous region with a king, and they wanted to elect a king, and that's what they would have. They wanted to have a kingdom, and they were not allowed to have a kingdom. And now the Northeast Kingdom is just a cultural memory for them. But even if you go up there today, people who are from the Northeast Kingdom don't really like people who aren't from the Northeast Kingdom. And they talk a little bit different, just a little bit.
All right.
And it's definitely slightly culturally different because by nature, they are the descendants of the people who wanted to be cut off from all these yahoos and hoopjacks that are trying to control them.
Well, we see the same thing here in New Hampshire where there's a large distrust in the federal government just from people who were born and raised here, people who have lived in New Hampshire for generations. They just have this natural libertarian leaning where the guy who went up today and said, you know, I oppose this bill because I think instead it should be amended for New Hampshire to declare its loyalty to the United Kingdom.
That was great.
That was brilliant. I realized where it was going to go
and
started
English.
Laughing. Yes, he was.
He did it with an English accent. It was delicious.
It was. Of course, video for that is going to be available at some point. You can probably find it at freeking.com and, of course, nhexit.us. In the meantime, you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in on New Hampshire independence or whatever else is important to you, 603-283.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. If you don't already know about this important world-changing information, head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take a few minutes out of your day to watch these just a few short videos that will teach you the basics about this important and world-changing technology. Last I heard, Bitcoin's hovering around like $42,000, $43,000 per. It seems to be leveled out at that point. So something is going to happen soon, one way or the other. And based on Bitcoin's history, I expect it's not going to stay at $42,000 long before it catapults up to, you know, who knows.
Yeah, I think we're looking at our end-of-year sell-off. Still, I think we're still looking at our, you know, the big institutional investors like to dump a bunch of Bitcoin every year at the end of the year. And
they do. You can stay up to all the, you can stay up to date on all the news and headlines about Bitcoin at news.bitcoin.com. Again, that's bitcoin.com. We were expecting, you know, a upward trajectory toward the end of the year because that tends to be how it goes. And then there's the Lunar New Year where it sort of falls a bit. But the rules of 2018 don't seem to apply to the rules of 2022.
Yeah, you know, I've also seen a bunch of, I've seen quite a few libertarian, well, I don't know if they're libertarians, but they're on my friends list, and I picked most of them up during the Ron Paul 2008-2012 campaigns, I think. So I just assume they're liberty-leaning type people. And a lot of them are, like, conspiracy theory ish about Bitcoin. Like, it's the one world currency. If you're
arguing with someone about that today.
Did you? If that's what you think, then you don't understand Bitcoin at all. And to say nothing else, to say nothing of the thousand other cryptocurrencies that are out there. They don't really get it. If you have ever read Satoshi's white paper, there is no way. This is actually the exact opposite of that. And I think it's important for people to distinguish cryptocurrency from digital currency. Cryptocurrency might be digital, but this is not something that a government ever put out because it's very, they would never put out anything that's going to protect anybody's privacy. And
sure,
encryption is for the purpose of protecting privacy. So the government very well may put out a digital currency someday, but that
I guarantee you
it will not be a cryptocurrency.
And it probably won't be open source like crypto or Bitcoin, so that way people can all audit it every single day constantly.
Let's go to the phone. So we have Bad Slave calling from here in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to report that back in 1982, my son was born in a home birth with a midwife.
Very nice.
And it was in Massachusetts. So interestingly enough, they have what we called lay midwives to do both my son and my daughter.
What is a lay midwife versus just a normal midwife?
That's basically what I was talking about earlier, is a lay midwife.
Okay, a lay midwife would be one outside of the hospital system?
Yeah.
Okay.
But until you make them get a license, and then you call them a CPM.
Certified something?
Professional midwife.
Okay.
They're lay midwives. They're real from the earth midwives, you know.
Okay.
All the training, and they offer a lot of service. For people about to have children, and it's really fabulous. I just have to say, it was a wonderful experience. My daughter was born in 1 hour and 15 minutes. My son, it took 6 hours, but that was in 1982 and 1985. I have grandchildren now. Unfortunately, they weren't home births,
that's just sort of how it goes now. Home births in the 2000s or in the late 90s, it just sort of seems like this thing that's for kooky people, right?
Well, but that wasn't the case at all.
The culture at large suggests that people who give home births are these weird outliers. You know, they're these conspiracy theorists who just don't trust the hospitals or the doctors or something like that.
Being from upstate New York, I would have said the same thing. Midwifery is extremely controlled in New York. Like, it is prison time if you practice midwifery in New York. And it has been for a long time. So, except for the nurse midwives, of course, inside the hospital.
But the Massachusetts lay midwives were... They were great. And
right,
were,
but that's the difference between Massachusetts and everywhere else, though. Massachusetts has great midwifery laws. And when I mean they have great midwifery laws, I mean they don't have any.
Right. And
so,
that's the right
in Massachusetts culture, it's probably more prevalent. And if you're from Massachusetts, you probably don't think a second thing about it. You know, yeah, midwife, my mom had a midwife, whatever. But me being from New York, I never heard of them. I knew what that... I'd heard the word before, but...
What?
That makes sense. From Mississippi, I don't think I had ever heard the word midwife either. I mean, I'd probably heard the word at some point, but the idea of someone actually using one to have an at-home birth, it was just completely foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anyone who had used a midwife.
Was there any discussion of getting rid of the medical control regulation?
Not at that particular meeting, because the New Hampshire midwives are very acclimated at this point. They are very programmed that they are regulated somehow. They are people who are of the opinion that it's good to be regulated. You know, it's hard to get slaves to see that they're slaves. And if you try to take them off their plantation, they might fight you.
That's too scary.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Bad Slave. You're absolutely right. It's hard, sometimes impossible, to get people to see that they're slaves. One of the things that we did for this, the whole reason the New Hampshire Independence Bill got started in the first place, was Dave Ridley called one night, and he wanted to organize something like this, but he was concerned because a bill hearing in New Hampshire cost about $2,000 in total, and he didn't want the American tax or the New Hampshire taxpayer to have to pay for that. So, you know, I went, okay, well, we'll put up $1,000. Let's get this thing going. So it finally happened. I was there today giving out a 5 gold back to anyone who walked through the doors. Didn't ask them. I don't care what your opinion on the bill here is. I don't care if you're just here to watch.
Yeah, I wasn't going to take it until I saw it was a fiver, and I'm like, Aria.
Yeah.
Give me. Yeah, whatever.
I don't care if you're for the bill, against the bill. I don't care if you're one of the representatives. I don't care if you're a bailiff. I don't care. You're here. You're a taxpayer, presumably. Here's a five. And it is about $20 in gold. But I did have people tell me, no, thank you.
I saw that happen to you, and you said, it's free. Free gold.
Idiots. I expected this problem not to be as severe, and it wasn't as severe at the, this place was packed with libertarians. The committee chairman asked the question of how many people are free staters, and probably 60% of the people in their room raised their hands.
I thought it was more than that. I wanted to say, okay, well, how many aren't? Because I couldn't see through the forest of arms that went up.
Libertarians there, and they're more inclined to recognize the value of gold. But I remember these videos that this guy called Mark Dice, who I don't support because he's really kooky, but he does these videos where he will go out into the streets of, like, California, like, hey, here's, an ounce of silver, or here's a 0.25 ounce gold coin, or here's a Hershey's bar. Which one do you want? Do you want
They take the Hershey's bar.
Do you want the ounce of silver, or do you want the Hershey's bar? Over and over again, they take the Hershey's bar. The initial idea for this was, okay, well, then I'm just going to walk through the streets of Keene or Manchester or wherever, handing out money to people. I think it would be difficult to hand people cash, to just walk down the street and be like, hey, here's 20 bucks, here's 20 bucks, here's 20 bucks. I think most people would be unwilling to accept it. Because they would just expect there to be some sort of string attached to it. Like, you're not really standing here giving away free money. But that's the issue with giving away USD. With giving away gold and silver, the average person just has no understanding of why it would have value in the first place. So a lot of people, actually it wasn't a lot. It was probably 3 to 5 people, one of whom at least worked there, who declined to take one. Chris Wade, who's here on the show on Friday nights, he declined to take one. I was like, dude, this is the point of all of this. This all started because we agreed we would give these things out. Take one. And he still just kept going. What a buzzkill, man.
Dang,
well, I'm glad. I took it. I was not going to take it. I was like, I am not taking her gold. I am not taking her gold. I have my own gold at home. I don't need to take Aria's.
But the whole point...
And I saw it was a five.
Yeah, I didn't have a five. I only have a one. Now I have a one and a five.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of acquiring that gold in the first place was to give it away at this bill hearing. So it wasn't my gold. It was the taxpayer's gold. And we were just... returning that to them, so to speak.
You're a hero.
Not really. I'm a troll, and I think it's funny that we did that.
Hey, trolls can be heroes.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on the New Hampshire bill hearings or whatever's on your mind. 603-283.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.